This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
With Nozza.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's FUBAR Radio. It's 4 o'clock and I'm here with lovely Tom Nozza. How are you?
Oh, I am great. I am fantastic, Harriet. How are you today?
I'm well, but maybe not as well as you. I don't know. You sound, it's emanating from you.
I feel like I'm walking in sunshine.
Do you?
I don't know why.
I don't know if I believe you.
Yeah, I just feel good.
Prove it.
Just feel good today.
Prove it.
Prove it. I don't know how. I've got my scorched feet.
Prove it with this week's last request.
Well, that's probably why I'm feeling so great, because a certain someone is back. It is Eamon.
Yes. I haven't actually got any of the little special, but or have I got them? And I'm, oh yeah, I do. Oh, sorry.
You may remember Eamon from 2006 when he was stung by a woman.
Bad bitch.
A bad bitch.
Basically, Eamon released a song in 2006, and it was about a girlfriend that he'd once had who had slept with his best friend, essentially. And then she apparently wrote back, but then did she? Because we're not sure if he ever met that person. No. Anyway, he's making a comeback.
It sure is. This song was called Fuck It.
Fuck what I said, it don't mean shit now.
One of the greatest ballads of all time, I think.
Yeah, it really was.
Didn't mean jack. Fuck you, you hoe. I don't want you back.
Oh. And it was quite funny when they made that for radio and it was just basically no words.
What you said, it don't mean no.
There was probably like 3 words in the whole song when they beeped out.
What happened in the bit? It was like, she even gave hair. What did they do there?
Well, it depends.
You could give
because
head.
In... in the UK, we are. It's interesting because America is like so strict. There's like no anything. Whereas in England, we sort of make it. We do this weird thing where it makes it still sound like the swear word. So it's like.
I remember at a school concert. I was at that. We had Teenage Dirtbag playing, and one of the lyrics was, "He brings a gun to school,"
and it's like he brings a gun to school.
But at school, we had to be like, "He brings a bag to school."
He brings some gum to school.
Oh dear!
Get on school.
Oh, way too sweet. But anyway, Eamon's back from 2006, and we thought that's a fantastic year for music.
11 years too late, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. So we thought we'd go back and pick some absolute bangers from 2006.
And just to be clear, there is so many bangers from this time. I'm going to actually list some because it was very difficult to choose today, wasn't it, Tom?
It was. It was like picking your favourite kid if you had more than one.
Exactly. Sexy Back, Justin Timberlake. Ain't no other man. I'm here to go. Christina Aguilera.
Hips don't lie. That was the other version.
That's not from this year.
That is.
Promiscuous by Nelly Furtado.
Manita.
Irreplaceable by Beyonce.
Ooh.
Which is interesting that I haven't chosen that, but I've really gone out the box today. Tom stayed very much in the box that he lives in. Not come out the box, he just stayed in that box that he lives in, and he's picked that song from the box.
I wanted Shane Ward. Shane Ward? I thought it was a cricketer then. No,
Shane Warne is the cricketer.
Oh.
Don't know why I know that. I think he was on a celebrity show.
Black Parade, I wanted My Chemical Romance.
You wanted Welcome to the Black Parade, My Chemical Romance, but because Abby knew you'd lose. I really liked that song, but you would lose. Me and You, Cassie, which is a song I play in every single DJ set. Akon's iconic Smack That All on the Floor, Smack That Till You Get Sore, Smack That. Check On It by Beyonce. She released 2. Naughty. The Killers, When We Were Young. When we were young.
Oh, that one would. Oh.
That would have been good, but you can't change your mind.
Oh, gosh, I wish I picked that one. Oh, God, everything's going wrong.
Another banger is Fergie, London Bridge. I still understand when I'm in my London. London Bridge is going down like London. Wow.
Yeah.
Hello, Fergie.
Yeah.
Talk about cool. Black Eyed Peas.
I've got it.
She's actually left the Black Eyed Peas now.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're not really a thing.
They are.
Oh,
so
shit. Sorry.
Back off.
Sorry, guys.
Nick Lacey once married. Hold on. Is Nick Lacey the one that was married to Jessica Simpson?
That's Nick Cannon.
Oh, shit. Shoot.
I know things from
Who's
this
Who's Nick Lacey then?
I don't know.
Oh, no idea. Anyway, I've gone for really left field, but something that I feel strongly, this person is one of the ultimate Huns, and I think it's an iconic song. And it should be remembered in the annals, in the histories, in the time capsules of 2006. So my choice is Paris Hilton, Stars Are Blind.
Even though the guys are crazy, even though the stars are blind.
What does it mean?
We didn't give you my love, baby. I'll show you mine.
What does Stars Are Blind mean?
No one knows.
I need to know.
Okay.
On a need-to-know basis right now.
Do you know what I'll do? During the next song, I'll Google it. Tell everyone what your choice is, though, Tom. In the box. Staying in the box.
Just... That's it, monkeys.
Yeah.
Song goes down.
Song goes down. Very good song, but I think we should all sit out the box and vote for mine.
Sun goes down. They say he changes when the sun goes down. Return is a little bit of a prick now, but that's a good song.
He did that speech, didn't he, where he was like,
"This is rock and roll," and he just dropped something on the floor. Did a fart and then walked off stage. The fart stunk of beer. So
he sounds like you.
Doesn't he sound like me?
Anyway.
Even though the guys are crazy, even though the stars are blind.
Vote for that, even if it's to just see Tom dancing to it, because it's one of the funniest things
I've ever
seen.
Want to know what it means, Harriet. That's all I want in life. When the sun goes down.
Head over to the Twitter, please, and vote right now. FUBAR Radio Twitter. Would you like to hear Paris Hilton, Stars Are Blind, or Arctic Monkeys, When the Sun Goes Down?
That's a question that's never been asked before. Which one would you rather hear out of those two?
Paris Hilton, Arctic Monkeys, two very strong choices. Depends if you want to be boring or you want to be fun.
We're not going to tell you which one that is.
Well, mine is fun.
You choose what you want to listen to, guys, and then that's fine. As long as you're happy with it.
All right, Sally, let's go. Sensible Sally over there. Do you want to tell everyone who's on the show today, please?
I sure do. We've got Mr. Williams. We've got Hack Baker. We've got Harriet.
Omeo.
Got Nitty Scott
and George from Soho House Jam Festival. Yeah, this is exciting, actually. So Soho Jazz Jam is happening on Saturday, and we're going to be talking to George a little bit later. He's the curator of the festival. And
Jazz Jam.
We're also going to be playing some fun games. Both me and Tom have organised games that the other person doesn't really know what's going to happen in the games.
Yes, one of them is just we flip coins, and then whoever gets the most heads and tails wins. And
it gets ahead.
It's going to be crazy.
Oh, crazy stuff. Should we play a song?
Yes, let's play. I want to play Demi Lovato.
Do you? Is that your choice?
Sorry, Not Sorry.
This is her new single, and it's actually a huge banger. Big fan of Demi Lovato.
Yeah?
Are you, Tom? Well, do you know who Demi Lovato is?
I do know she is, and I think she's doing really well in what she's doing. She should be really proud of herself.
What do you think
herself.
She is? What does she do for a job?
She sings, but she also can dance. So,
correct.
She's a triple threat.
She is a triple threat. You better watch yourself. Head to the Twitter. Last request. Get your votes in now, because I want to know that I've won at the beginning of the show.
Now I'm out here looking like revenge, feeling like a 10, the best I ever been. And yeah, I know how bad it might hurt to see me like this, but it gets worse. Now you're out here looking like regret, being too proud to beg, second chance you'll never get. And yeah, I know how bad it might hurt to see me like this, but it gets worse. Now payback is a bad bitch, and baby, I'm the baddest. You fucking with a savage, can't have this, can't have this. And it'd be nice for me to take it easy on ya, but nah.
Baby, I'm sorry. Baby, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Being so bad got me feeling.
Demi Lovato, she's the baddest bitch.
She's not sorry.
She's not sorry.
She doesn't look like
she's sorry.
She looks like a very nice person.
I think she's a nice person. I've never met her. I like the judgments that we make on the show.
I assume that she's nice.
I think she's nice. I think you should always assume people are nice before you know that they're not.
Katie Hopkins. Mic drop. Boom!
That's a tough one because...
Is she playing a character, Harry? Or is that actually her core values as a human being?
I guess my answer to that would be, does it matter? Because she's being mean and that's all that matters. And you shouldn't be mean.
Shouldn't be. Should not be mean. That's the rule for today, everyone. Treat others how you wish to be treated yourself.
Don't be mean.
Even when the sun goes down, you shouldn't be mean.
They say things when the sun goes down.
Stars are
last
blind.
Request. Arctic Monkeys, ladies and gentlemen, versus the one, the only, Paris Hilton. Even though the stars are blind. Even just to hear what happens in the rest of that song.
It doesn't mean anything. Just,
you don't know that. You do not know that.
You know the stars are blind. Because they're too close to the sun, perhaps.
Perhaps they just...
Perhaps.
I don't know. I don't care. She's an iconic
woman. She has too much money.
You've got too much
money. She sold so much perfume. It's unreal.
Why, have you got it?
I haven't got it.
Because you've used it all up.
I'm not saying if she doesn't want to send me any for free...
I think she is iconic, and that song's iconic.
It's not iconic. She could be iconic.
No, the song is iconic.
Yeah?
Yeah, 100%. So, it's time for a bit of...
music, news, and reviews.
Hey, Hannah. You all right?
She's not here.
Oh, where's she, has she gone?
Yeah, she's not here anymore.
Things actually change.
It is weird, isn't it? Because since there's a couple of... Because she's been gone for how long? 2 months?
About, yeah.
Because it was weird because in Fubar, you don't really see everybody that does a show. No. You kind of see it. But I actually saw her the last day she did a show. I bumped into her in the street. And she was off on bloody holiday.
Oh.
She seems to be smashing it.
She is smashing it, so...
So we're also smashing it, Fubar Radio, because we went down to Lovebox and Citadel on the weekend.
Hell yeah. I joined you at Citadel. You were at Lovebox a couple of days before that. You were doing your thing. Let me know what you thought about Lovebox.
Well, can I just quickly say, Tom bought the most exciting thing at Citadel, which was a cheesy hot dog, and I literally was like, give me some of that hot dog.
Easy cheesy.
Abby had easy cheesy and chips, and I ate half of them.
The cheese,
she was generous
good.
enough to offer some out. Tom, you ate that foot long like
so quick.
There was no breaths taken.
Thing is, I mean, I really like the business model. Let's just make something and lug it in a puddle of cheese, which is great. But
it's fake cheese as well, yeah, just to be clear.
There were big old tins of cheese sauce in the back. I was like, don't show it to us. Because it's just...
Keep the illusion alive.
Yeah, it's just a big tin of cheese. It's like, but it was great. It tasted great.
I wouldn't know because you didn't offer me to try it. Anyway, Lovebox. We had chats with Ray, Toddler T, Capo Lee, and MC Grindr came over and had a little lollicorst in the thing while we were doing the interview. Well, while Reese was doing the interview. Anne Marie and Club Drive. Reese was amazing. I did a... Oh, I don't mean to make you jealous. But I spent Lovebox Saturday with Reese, and it was me and him. We did back-to-back, and it was a lot of fun. We did Toddler Tea together.
Yeah.
It was lovely. We're going to actually play them later on in the show, so we won't talk too much about it. But we also talked to Jake Isaac, didn't we, at Citadel?
We did.
He's just a dream. He's been on tour with Elton John recently.
The nicest man in the biz, and
he's
so
nice. He's nice. There's lots of men, and he's nice to us.
You and him were like... walking around like besties.
Well, I've known him for quite a while. Yeah. He came in on the show a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And I also went to the festival that I'm going to this weekend. He was playing at last year, Curious Arts Festival, which I'm DJing at again. I'm actually headlining the DJ stage.
Boom! Bah, bah,
bah, bah, alongside bah, bah. Izzy Bazoo, who's headlining the Friday, and Tom O'Dell, who's headlining the Saturday.
Well, there you go.
Do you know what I mean?
Tom O'Dell.
You guys should all check that out. Seriously, I don't know if there's any tickets left, but head over to the Curious Arts website because it's this weekend and it's amazing. If not, go next time. He came in the 5th of May last year.
If you want to check and go back and listen to the show, it's on footballradio.com.
Or you can wait till next week when we're going to actually play the interview, the new one.
Yeah, but you can do both if you want.
If you want.
If you're a greedy guts.
I want to play a game with you.
Ooh.
Do you know, Tom?
Do you know?
Yesterday was announced the most viewed video on Vevo, and it's also the most streamed song. Can you guess what it is?
Despacito.
You looked it up, didn't
I didn't
you? Yes, you did.
I genuinely
didn't.
Because
there's no way
there's
you would know
there's
that.
There's a news story that I saw when I was looking for news.
Yeah,
news
so obviously
reviews.
You did look it up.
Do it
then.
Again. Do it again. I'll say a different answer.
I'll say a different answer. No, I don't want to play anymore.
Despacito.
Yes, please. So what I'm going to get you to do now is sing along to Despacito.
I literally don't know anything other than
I know.
That
I'm going to bring up the lyrics for you right now. And you're going to sing in Spanish, the Spanish version of Despacito, which, can I reiterate, it's the Spanish video, not the one with Justin Bieber. It's a Spanish video that is the most viewed video of all time on Vevo.
So is it Vevo? Is that the big... Because like on YouTube, isn't it not...
Are you?
I'm talking English, but in a different order.
No, what I'm telling you is we're not talking about YouTube, we're talking about Vevo.
Vevo, it's featuring Louis
Fonsi sings it, featuring Daddy Yankee. Do you remember Daddy Yankee?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the other song that Daddy Yankee did?
Hey, baby. That's DJ Otzi.
I mean, that's just completely not what it is. Shall I tell you what the other
Please
one is?
Please tell me what it is.
Do you remember this? God, where were you when you were 15? Junta la gasolina. Do you not know this?
Sounds...
Get a grip. Ready? Ready? Oh my gosh, do you hate Spanish music?
I hate Spanish music. That backing track sounds like a Sega game of horse racing.
Junta la gasolina.
Singing about gasoline.
Look, I've not even got the lyrics and I'm able to sing
slightly.
Yeah, but slightly.
What's he singing about?
Gas.
He's singing about gas.
Obviously.
Oh, sorry. Well, sorry, Pappy or Daddy. Daddy Pappy.
His name's Daddy Yankee. Get a grip.
that wasn't Daddy.
Daddy?
Sorry, Dad.
It's Daddy to you. So, what I'm going to do is, lovely Abby... Yeah. Has put the lyrics up
there
here for Despacito.
Very oddly set out, but
so I want you to try and sing along as best you can to celebrate Vevo top streamed Dubri.
How would you pronounce D-Y?
Die?
Die.
D. No, it's probably D. Oh no. Oh yeah.
Fonzie.
So how does it go? I can't remember this. E.
Fonzie.
Let's get the real. I'm going to get the real one up as well. Hold on. Let me find it.
I just want to say I hope I am not offensive to anyone when I sing the song because I'm going to butcher your language and it's a lovely language.
Hold on. No.
No.
You're not. Are you? I don't think so. I'm going to do one thing. I'm going to play you Justin Bieber trying to sing it, and nothing could be more offensive than this. Oh no, it's not playing because I've still got another song playing. But basically, we've got. Do you remember when Justin Bieber?
Yeah, he's sang about burritos and Doritos and.
He sang it completely incorrectly. I can just press the stop button there. I think I've done it, Abby. Don't worry. I know how to ride the desk.
She does ride it. She knows how to ride the desk.
This is Justin Bieber doing what you're going to do, but he was drunk, so he had an advantage in the fact that people knew he was drunk. You're not drunk, so this is sober.
Yeah.
Dorito. So don't do that, because that was where he just sort of said words like Dorito.
Which is offensive.
I mean, a little bit. So we've got the karaoke version, so I'm not even going to help you.
Oh, that's
you
not
here.
Even a helping bit.
Nope.
That's good.
Well, let's start with this, and if you really can't do it, then I'll give
hey,
you...
Hey, Fonzie, die. Oh no.
I'll give you the full one. I'm going to put that in there as well, just in case you're being a wimp and you can't do it. Okay, you ready? So I want you to just go with the flow. Try and do, like, most of the song, and I'll turn it down and shut down the whole radio station if we really think it's bad. Okay?
Okay.
You limbering up? Do you want to do some vocal warm-ups?
Ha! There you go.
That was a yawn, I think.
Ooh.
Okay, let's go. Oh, we've done it again, haven't we? Ready?
Hey.
Ready?
When does it start?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Hey.
Come back to my no. Come on.
It's the start. What's the aim?
I'm going to have to use the non-karaoke, aren't I? You're not going to be able to do it.
I don't know this song.
Okay, right.
From
can I just say,
the back
though?
Back of my back. Whoa, that's quick.
This is the one with Justin Bieber in it, though, so you're going to have to sing. It's not going to be those.
Hey. Well, let me do the other one. I'll do the other one.
Okay.
I just didn't know when it kicked in.
In my direction. Come on.
Take a cool ballad to home. Put the cool man down. Establish it. Light the dawn.
Just sing over in Spanish.
Beautiful. Tutu el rey. Amran. Metal. Puto sendre. Amandro el plan. Solo es patra. Oh, yeah. Esto hey cute mando. San Miguel, Apuero.
Are you ready? Aye. Here we go, down to Despacito.
Despacito.
Can you see? Come on. Here. You ready? Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
Keep going. Come on.
Yeah, but it was.
Ready? We're going back to Despacito now.
Despacito.
Come on.
This is just to show that you can do it. You can do Spanish.
Yeah, do it. Come on.
I can't.
Okay, right. Okay, right.
That was a failure.
You're failing.
Have I passed?
Yeah,
Spanish?
No, you failed miserably. Thanks for trying, though.
I did try for a bit.
You did actually do quite well at the beginning, but I think you actually were reading the wrong section of the song over the lyrics.
There you go. So, I was set up to fail.
Well done, though, for trying. I'll give you 10 marks.
Out of?
10 marks out of... Here you go.
Good jobby.
That's just for you there. Congratulations to Louis Fonsi and to Daddy Yankee for that. Do you think it's interesting that Justin Bieber wasn't featured in the fact... Because it's obviously... Actually, Spanish. Is it true that Spanish is the most widely spoken language in the world?
Well, that's just a question we're going to have to ask someone who knows more about the world than us. To be honest, I think no.
I think it's one of the top three.
It's top three. Definitely top three.
I think it's between Chinese and Spanish and English.
French is a lot, but not as much.
No, I think it's not in the top three. That's what I was talking about, the top three. So, so should we find out actually whether it's in the top three? But anyway, I think that's a good reason why, because it's a banger, and it's also because imagine.
But was it? It was killing it, was it? Then Bieber was like, "I want a bit of that," so he jumped.
I don't know how it went. I don't know whether they emailed him, he emailed them, whether it was WhatsApp. I don't know.
Maybe a fax.
It could have been a fax, like Phil Collins.
Yes, and his wife. Well, no longer wife. Oh, Phil's just faxed me. We'll see on the back. Oh, wow.
He's divorced. Just for those of you listening, one of Tom's only facts that he knows about anything is that Phil Collins has divorced his wife via fax, or at least proposed the divorce via fax.
Will you divorce me?
Please. Don't mind if I do.
Bye.
Do you want to play a game with me now?
I do. So,
hopefully I'll be better than you.
Many people know recently that Ed Sheeran has featured in Game of Thrones.
Yes. I haven't actually watched it because I've just started watching Game of Thrones, so I'm on episode 2 of Game of Thrones.
The
series 1.
I think it's because they haven't really done any cameo roles, so they don't need to like boost the popularity of the show, because obviously it's
no, but
so...
I think he's probably said, please can I be in Game of Thrones, because it'd be wicked. But I'd probably say that too.
But people have done that for like things like Star Wars and stuff, and they get a really small cameo, maybe even being a stormtrooper. They're not making a big deal out of it.
Why, was his quite a big deal? Have you seen it? I haven't watched it because I don't...
He sings in it. It's around like a campfire and he sings, and his character apparently is meant to be part of the bad guys, but he's like a nice one, which is really against the rest of the character, like different to the rest of the way it's written.
So what you mean is they're like in a campsite with all the bad guys and they're like having a nice... Because bad guys can still like have feelings.
He's around the fire singing and someone's like, I like that. He's like, it's a new one.
What's he like? Is it like, what song is it? The one featuring Stormzy?
He's like, it's a new one. It's going to be my next album. And then he looks at the camera and he's like, buy it. No, it's just a bit odd. But like, he got absolutely canned.
Can I just be clear that he's not Northern?
No, buy it if you want to.
He's not Northern.
Where was he born?
He's like from like Somerset or something, isn't
he? Buy it if you want to buy it. That's better.
Good.
Anyway, so he was in there. I wanted to give you some, like, because that's a weird cameo, I think. Mm-hmm. We probably would put him in there if I was to say Ed Sheeran, what would you say he's going to be in as a cameo? You probably would lead to Game of Thrones, because he did sing Lord of the Rings song.
Right, so you're just saying your own game is rubbish? Is
no,
that what you're trying to do?
No,
here?
My game is I'm going to give you people.
Okay.
And you're going to say what they would be good in. So either give me a movie or a TV show. I'm not going to limit you.
Okay, give it to me.
Stormzy.
Stormzy's actually already had a cameo in Adulthood, so I would say Adulthood because he's already been in it.
Yeah, but that's lame. Think of something you'd be original.
Okay, Family Guy. He'd be wicked in Family Guy. Imagine if he came in Family Guy and sang Big For Your Boots to Peter Griffin.
That'd be cool.
That'd be legit. That just came out of my head just then.
That's what I want. I want it to be immediate. Adele. Okay.
Neighbours, everybody needs good neighbours. Maybe she doesn't sing in the show because that's just too much. But maybe that special episode, she sings the Neighbours theme tune. So it's like, Neighbours.
All right, Dr. Hello. Cole.
Neighbours here, are you looking for? That's a different song. That's Lionel Richie.
All right. Eminem.
Oh, well, obviously he was in 8 Mile, so...
Yeah, but that's about his life,
Eminem, the cameo I'd like to see him do is Hollyoaks, because Hollyoaks is quite a bad show.
Terrible.
And there's some actors in it that are quite bad, and I feel like Eminem could come in and rock it so hard that it could make Hollyoaks great again. Because remember when Hollyoaks was great? When I was like... 16, it was really good.
Yeah, I think it's probably the only omnibus. Is that the only show that does omnibus?
I don't think I've heard anyone say omnibus for about 10 years.
Yeah, it's a very omnibusy show. Beyonce!
Are we just doing like British TV shows or.
You can do what you want.
Okay.
We did Neighbours, so I guess not.
That's true. British and Australian. The one show I'd like to see her in is an American show called How to Get Away with Murder.
Yes. The teacher lady.
Just because that's one of my favourite shows.
She's great, the teacher lady.
Yeah. She's a lawyer.
Really famous.
Yes.
Actress as well.
And she's been on Fubar as well, on Johanna's show.
Oh.
So that's my answer to that.
The last one is Ray.
Ray, as in our old mate Ray, who will be featuring on the show a little bit later. Ray would be good. Oh, see, Ray would have been good in Hollyoaks because you know when they do that, like, she'd just be funny in it. But no, Ray... Oh, I punched the mic. Ray would be good in EastEnders because she is from London. She's from Croydon. So I think she would rock it. Also, I can just imagine her and Danny Dyer vibes in.
Okay. Well, there you go. Maybe it could happen.
Can I throw one back at you?
Yes.
Prince Harry.
Prince Harry, what would he be good in? He would be good in... Oh, I can travel in time, can I?
No.
Okay, can't.
Well, okay, you can if you're going to be a wimp about it. But
Porridge. He's in prison. He's in Porridge. And
okay.
He's gone in and he's like, oh, I don't really fit in, Fletch. And Fletch looks after him.
Right. I don't really know that show.
I'll do a show that's slightly less. Line of Duty.
Oh my God, that's so weird because I was thinking about Line of Duty but I couldn't remember the name of it. Line of Duty is really good, by the way. Nail-biting stuff.
Line of Duty. Or Jonathan Creek.
Jonathan Creek. Would he be a murderer in Jonathan Creek?
Yeah, he would have been like so not the suspect. And he's not related to the story at all and suddenly comes in the end and goes, guys, sorry, it was actually me.
I don't think that's what happens in crime dramas. I don't think the murderer just comes in and says, oh, hi, it was me.
Sorry, guys.
Have you heard about Lana Del Rey's new album? She's got a new song out. It's called Summer Bummer.
Summer Bummer.
Summer Bummer. And it features ASAP Rocky.
Is that... The song with The Weeknd, that's not...
That's your phone that's just gone off in the studio.
You looked at yours straight away because you thought that was you.
Yeah, because usually it is me, all right?
I'm sorry.
Should we have a bit of a summer bummer?
Summer bummer, please.
Lana Del Rey featuring ASAP Rocky. This is a brand new one. Up next, we've got a bit of Suzy Woo. Enjoy.
It's never too late to be who you want to be, to say what you want to say. It's never too late to leave if you wanna leave, or to stay if you wanna stay. But baby, I got a feeling in my bones, can't get you out of my veins. You can't escape my affection. Wrap you up in my daisy chains. Hip hop in the summer. Be a bummer, babe. Be my undercover lover, babe. High tops in the summer. Don't be a bummer, babe. Be my undercover lover, babe.
Hush, sophistication make you wanna quit the bitch you dating. Let's skip the games, let's quit the playing, boo, let's get acquainted. Notifications in complaints even when we on vacation. I knew she'd notice like I missed the payment. Dang it, but bang it like my fingers. She prayed to God I made it, but banking like my Franklin. My neighbors start to hating. What?
David Knight.
Huh?
We be not.
Hey. Slide inside it. Diddy Bobby. Manny Rocky.
She just might become my lover for real. I might fuck with her all summer for real. They bet not holler if I cover for real. Niggas better run for cover for real. Go to bail, how I feel. Close the deal, pop a sale. Take the wheel, two pills on the lips, on the rail.
Truthfully, between you and me, I'm usually single. When it's hot outside, the side ride through any hood with the top out. Hop out, hop out.
Hip hop in the summer. Don't be a bummer, babe. Be my undercover, another babe. Tops in the summer. Don't be a bummer, babe. Be my undercover lover, babe. Where lights and black beaches, miles in between us. Is this love or lust or some game on repeat? It's like making me crazy. Tell me, have patience. Baby, I need this. White lines and black beaches. White lines and black beaches. And blood red sangria. We travel for weeks just to escape your demons. But you've got your reasons. You're making me crazy. But you've got your reasons. White lines and black beaches.
What's going on? This is Lethal Bizzle. You're listening to Harriet and Nozza on FUBAR Radio. Pow, pow.
Is that good enough?
Witch, Susie Wu, joining us in the studio right now, Mr. Williams.
What's up? What's up?
How you doing?
Man, I'm blessed. Never stressed. You do.
Yeah, it's so nice to see you.
Oh, thank you for having me here.
I really like your t-shirt.
Oh, thank you. It's H&M, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, it's cool, man.
I like it.
Legit.
I dig it.
See, we're going to talk a little bit about your new single, Pressure.
Yeah.
Now, you don't seem like you're under pressure right now.
Nah, there's not that kind of pressure.
Yeah.
It's, you know, in the club kind of pressure.
Yeah, so know. I want to hear about this pressure. Tell me the story of pressure.
Man, it's all about... I'm not close. Oh, my bad. Yeah, it's just in the club. And, you know, when you go to like a hip-hop or R&B club.
Yeah.
And, you know,
thanks.
A girl got that, you know, that nice area kind of thing. And
what's
she's
a
dancing.
Nice area?
I mean, she got that, you know...
A
got
bottom.
It from her mama. Yeah,
she got a bottom.
Bottom.
I think I've got that. I've got quite a big bum.
Oh, I would.
Well, you can.
I don't know if that's your boyfriend's, but yeah, that's good.
You can verify later. You can choose whose bum you like better, mine or Tom's.
I've got an ass.
I'll be
there. I mean, I've got an ass.
You've got a. Yours is quite small, though.
I don't know.
I've not seen it naked, to be fair. Anyway, sorry.
But it's like a summertime anthem, though. It's like when you hear the record, like if you're at work, in the car, you're at the bus, when you hear it, you can start dancing.
Where's the ideal place to listen to it? Like, where do you think it's best suited? Like a barbecue?
Man, I'll say a club and in the shower. I ain't gonna lie.
Club and in the shower?
Yeah.
Club and the shower.
Because I listen to my music every day. So it's like I listen to like that song, like The Shower, or on the way to Journey or stuff like that. But you know when you're just singing in the shower,
yeah.
It's like you can hit the melodies and you're vibing
with
it too.
So. I like to have no music so I can just sing acoustic in the shower.
Acapella.
So you get like good surrounding.
So everyone can hear the screeching from around the around and about. I like to open the window so I can really spread that.
Yeah, you're really trying to spread the love out there. Huh?
Yeah, I definitely am. I think it's very important to spread the love. So where did you get the idea for this? Was this in the club?
No, I was just recording at home and I was going for instrumentals, and then when I heard that one I was like, oh, this is a vibe.
Yeah.
And then like normally I just record all the time, but with that one I thought it was special, so I listened to it. I did like a demo and then I went out that night, then I came back the next day a little bit hungover, you know what I'm saying? And then I had like a different hook at first. But then my last one, I was like, watch when I give you this. I was like, give you this. I was like, hey, that's a vibe. And I did it. And my best friend, shout out to Sharif, he's listening. He came to my house the same day. He was like, Raz, no, this is the one. No, and then we listened to it like 10 times. And then after that day, man, it's still growing. Like, and it's been like maybe like 2 months.
So is getting hungover is in your best writing zone, is it? To give you an excuse.
I used to make the best music when I was drunk or you know, yeah. But I actually make the best music when I'm sober, low key.
Yeah.
Like today I was recording music and like I said, I found this new sound and I was like, hey, and I'm sober, wow. I don't need that.
Can other people tell when you're drunk? Is it like, you know, some people, like for example our producer Nat, you can't really tell when she's drunk.
Yeah.
Whereas producer Abby, it's like, you know, a bulldozer, you can know straight away she's had half shandy. Same with Tom, he can't have a single drink without falling straight on his face.
Oh, you're lightweight.
No,
yeah, he is. He can have like a pint and a half and then he's like,
well,
anybody's.
Or vodka.
No, of beer.
How do you get waved over beer though? Like, I can never
do
that.
Oh my god, I do. Are you serious? I sometimes beer makes me have a dicky tummy.
Dicky tummy.
That's why you gotta drink that white rum or
Or
what's my favorite drink right now?
I like dark rum.
Yeah,
Kraken.
Or Captain Morgan.
Kraken.
Yeah.
So what kind of drunk are you? Can everyone tell or can they not tell?
No, you can't tell. The only time you can tell if I have my groin in my mouth and I'm talking and you can tell I'm drunk. Or when I'm performing. Because I was performing last Thursday and I always forget my lines. So yeah,
when you're drunk?
Yeah.
Gosh,
but it's
annoying.
A vibe though. Like you feel more like,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about these days, because it's from the EP, right?
Yeah.
That project is Summer...
Summer vibes.
So tell us a little bit about it. How did it all start? What did it all come sort of this year, or have you been working on it for a little while?
Nah, I worked on it for like maybe like 2 months. Like once I did the first on These Days, when I found that sound, I was like, okay, now I see what I want to do.
Mm.
So I did that for like a month or 2 months, and then like I was like, okay, it's time to put it out. But I just wanted to give something for the summer and show people what I can do. Because, like, I'm not going to lie, like, I'm definitely, I know I'm going to be, like, one of the next, like, mainstream artists. But I felt like I had to, like, do this first, because it's a little bit like hip-hop, R&B. But what I want to do is, like, some international music.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So when you listen to, like, It's Your, and even Pressure, the Pressure is, like, a pop kind of, hip-hop kind of record.
Yeah.
You can't really put in one genre.
Well, we're going to play it in a little minute, aren't
yeah.
we? Before you go, though, we are celebrating the year of 2006 today in terms of music. We've picked a couple of songs from 2006, and at yeah. the end of the show, we get to pick one song that gets played,
yeah.
and it's either mine or his.
Yeah.
You'll make the right choice, I'm sure.
yeah, and I won't tell you whose is whose, but these are the two choices. So up first, we have Arctic Monkeys, When the Sun Goes Down. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
And then we've got a bit of Paris Hilton, Stars Are Blind. Both supreme songs.
I'll say the first one, man. Oh, I don't know the second one. I don't know
straight in.
I was like, man, the second one, I had no idea what
else. Listen, I've gone out on a limb. I think it's an iconic song, okay?
Who's winning?
You're the first.
Oh, okay.
You're the first. But we're doing a Twitter poll as well, so people can go and vote.
Get
Twitter,
involved.
Foobar Radio, go and have a look. We also play another game on our show called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
Mr. Williams, I'm sending you to a desert island.
Yeah.
And you're going to be stuck forever with a song playing on repeat, but it's a song that you really, really can't imagine having to listen to on repeat forever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
You don't have to hate it, but it could be a song that you can't bear to listen to for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
What would be your desert island dick? That's a very good choice. I think that
sounded like me singing Despacito.
Yes, it did. I just made Tom sing along to Despacito, and he did it really badly.
What is this with Desperado?
Despacito.
No, you know Despacito. Oh, no? My God.
Is it like a classic song?
No, you haven't heard it.
You know, Mr. Williams.
I promise you, I don't listen to.
Ready? Yeah. Ready? I'm going to play it for you. Surely you've heard this.
Oh, that's a Justin Bieber one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. I didn't even know the name of it, I promise you.
Despacito, which means slowly in Spanish.
Despacito.
There you go. Well, thank you so much for coming and joining us.
Can I plug one thing? Because my PR just hit me up. On August the 3rd, I think it's August 3rd, I'll be performing at Birthdays for the last part of the year. So get your tickets. It's all online.
Yeah, you can go and find them on Birthdays. And also they have like Facebook and everything.
Yeah.
Birthdays,
it's gonna be
in Dalston is a wicked venue. Head down there to see. And they'll be wicked. Are you sort of prepping already for that?
Yeah, because I perform almost like every day, like open mic. So like I did like a show last week. So just getting prepared, because I'm going to shut it down.
No pressure, eh?
No pressure. Whoa! But she going to get this pressure, girl.
Okay, Mr. Williams, can you introduce your brand new single for us, please?
For sure. This is Mr. Williams, and this is Pressure, Summertime Anthem. Turn up.
Know about me, heard a few things about me, ja. That's gossip like TMZ. Where the keys to my BMZ? Heard you some oh, high fever. They be treating you like a side piece. I want some, wanna help you breathe. Some wanna take care of your privacy. See, I ain't tryna waste your time, waste no time, or waste my time. Yeah. I just wanna chill and vibe, take it back to my champagne or wine. Yeah. Your body looking like it's ready for the summer. I'm no mini man, I can go low. Lay your body down, dance till you hear up. Every single my name, once I give you this. Hey, give it this. Give it this. Where you come close, I'ma give it this. Give it this. Give it this. Where you back it up, I'ma give it this. Give it this. Give it this. Where you come close, I'ma give it this. Give it this. Give it this. See, girl, I can't lie. Brown eyes, long hair, and thick thighs. Your body's talking, can I reply? It's been a while, I can tell you're not satisfied. That dope, I can supply. And that body's steaming like a stir fry. You sing too, perfect alibi. Cause I got a studio back at mine. See, I ain't tryna waste your time. Waste no time, or waste my time. Yeah. I just wanna chill and vibe. Take it back to my champagne or wine. They all talk like loose women. Well, I'm a changed man. I'm kidding. I'm living my life winning. Don't forget to miss them before you say with me. I'm just on the top of your life. Ride with me. On the top of your life. Ride with me. On the top of your life. Ride with me.
you're just my type. And it feels alright, da da da. You're just my type. And it feels alright. I watch when I give it this. Ooh. Watch when I give it this. Ooh. Watch when I give it this. Ooh. 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 Say it up, no. Give it this. Give it this. But you come close, I'ma give it this. Give it this. Give it this. When you back it up, I'ma give it this. Give it this.
There, Mr. Williams. Welcome, 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 Mr. Hack Baker.
Oh, hello. Are you alright?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm sweet, man.
It's lovely to have you on the show.
Thank you.
You're really nice. Low. Hack.
I'm up.
No, you're fine. I've never seen a guest sit so low.
Do you know what?
I like low. She's because I'm short. I just like short things.
That's fine.
Short birds, you know.
Yeah, I like fair. Short stuff as well because like I'm short too. Yeah. But I'm wearing heels today.
Are you trying to outmatch me? Because I'm like.
I'm deliberately. That's what I did it deliberately.
Well, yeah. I bought my AMXs, so I'll just give me like an inch and a half anyway. So
What are those shoes that you can pump up?
What, them Reebok silly
trainers? You can like pump them. I don't know if you can pump them up or like whether they just pump you out. I'm not sure.
They're just your soul. You pump the soul up, don't you?
I don't know.
Basically, they sound ridiculous.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Let's nutshell it in ridiculousness, right?
So yesterday, I was on Instagram, you know, like many, many people do. And we've had a band called The Manor on a lot, who are a bunch of very cool guys. And they were Instagram videoing listening to your new song, saying how much they absolutely love it.
I don't know. Well, tell them cheers, lads.
They absolutely love you. You should get in the studio with those boys. They're so fun.
Yeah.
Mostly just for the lols, because in the studio, I think they would be the most fun band. If I could make music, I'd go in with them as well.
Do they drink tins?
Yep.
Then, yeah.
They do.
They drink more than tins.
They love a drink.
Yeah.
They do. They love it all.
I reckon I like drinking them, though.
I mean, you need to meet them first.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to pull it out there anyway, straight. I'm the king booze intern.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your poison, Hack? What's your poison?
What I don't like drinking.
What do
I like drinking?
Yeah.
Good poison.
What don't I like drinking?
But what's your favourite drink? When you go to the pub, you're like, hi, can I have
a pint
of anything?
Anything. Lagers, Guinness.
Do you like ale?
No,
I don't either.
No.
Because it tastes like wet piss.
It's too flavoursome. I just want to drink it, not think about it.
No, it tastes like hoppy, weird wee-wees.
Hoppy, weird wee-wees?
Yeah.
Hoppy, weird wee-wees. That's like some serious onomatopoeia you've got going on.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, I'm congratulating you on that.
So I want to know, what is your definition? Because I think genres are an interesting one. What is your definition of future folk? Like, because that's something that you've been described as before. What would you describe future folk as?
Is what I'm doing. It's like folk music, but now.
So it's just bringing something that wasn't necessarily. It's not the something that's very. Well, I guess it came in like. Well, I was going to try and make up when I thought folk music started, but I don't know when it did. But you're sort of bringing it into the 21st century, right?
Yeah, it was an accident, but like it's just.
How did it all start? How did it sort of come about for you, your musical start? Because obviously you got an interest in music and you taught yourself how to play the guitar, which is another question I need to ask you because I want to learn how to play the guitar. But how did you sort of know that was the direction you were going to go in?
I didn't. I just picked it up and just started. I made one. I just started playing with it really, and I just thought, you know what, I'm going to play this. And then from when I told myself I'm going to do something, then I've got to do it.
Oh, that's a good way to be. And that's like the guitar, right? You just picked up the guitar. So what did you do? Did you like Google songs and learn to play them?
It was Daughter Youth. I always talk about Daughter. It was a tune called Daughter Youth that a lovely girl showed me. And then I thought, yeah, this tune is just great. So what? I thought, you know what, I'm going to learn how to play this. So then I Googled it, YouTubed it. I got a guitar and then I YouTubed it and then took me months, and then I figured it out,
And once you figure it out, is it like riding a bike? You just get better and better and you just keep doing it.
100%.
I just don't know if I've got the patience for it. Tom, you can play the guitar, can't you?
Terrible rhythm, but I can play the guitar.
There you go.
What's the rhythm got to do with it? You need to have good rhythm, right? Because when you said that, I was like, surely that's the only thing you need when you play the guitar.
Not really. I mean, if you're playing by yourself, solo stuff, you can do your own rhythm.
Oh, I see.
With other Tom knows.
With other people, then it starts really fucking things up.
Okay.
It's hard when the band's involved. Like, it's a joke.
That's why people wear those ear things, isn't it? So they can hear what everyone's doing.
Like a click track. In the ear, so everyone keeps in time to that.
Ah, right.
That's how people do that.
Sounds expensive.
So tell me about your headline set at Birthdays. How did it go?
Yeah, it went kind of good, man.
Birthdays is a wicked venue, isn't it? Because it's kind of small, but it's big. Everyone seems to like cram inside that downstairs area, and it just makes it really intimate vibe.
Yeah, that's what we like.
Did you have a lot of fun?
Always have fun.
What's your like rider when you go and do stuff like that? Is it tins?
It's vodka. Well, I just got with it. I just got a ride on my booking agent, just sorted it out. But I told her I need. Yeah, I know, innit? Booking agent.
How exciting is that, though?
I know, innit? You don't understand. I'm really a lad. I don't know nothing about nothing except for lad stuff.
Lads.
And, like, general knowledge.
Like Tom.
Yeah. So, like, all this new malarkey is, like, it's really. What do you mean I get to tell people what kind of booze I want when I go there? When someone told me that was possible.
It's crazy,
That's
right?
That's crazy.
What did you pick then? What's on the rider?
Vodka and rum, peppermint tea, and manuka honey.
There you go.
Everybody has manuka honey. What is why?
It's good for the throat, they tell us.
What
they
do you do? Drink it?
Pull it in with a tea.
Ah, okay.
Or on the other side of the corner, they could be ripping us right off.
Is that like hummus, where everyone just feels they should order hummus on their rider?
I don't even. Hummus is unnecessary for me.
Yeah, but Hack, wait a couple of months, dude. You've only just got the rider. You're going to be a monster. You're going to be hummus, manuka honey.
Jerk chicken.
Couscous.
Jerk chicken.
Couscous.
Fucking sushi rolls. It'll be insane. Yeah. You're like all like, oh, no, I just want this. And the next year it'll be like, I want 17 black T-shirts, 16 white T-shirts and 4 red T-shirts.
Yeah, for the lads. Yeah. So, for the lads. So we can do like rock out. If just for the lads more. Like, I want to rather see the lads smile. It's for the lads. A lot of this is for the lads because we've had a shitty time.
It's very important.
We want to bring like happy vibes back to all for the lads. And
also, it's good to like take home stuff. I always order stuff. If I do a DJ set and I get a rider, which like never happens, I always order like a bottle of red wine that I might drink next week. Like, yeah. I'm never going to drink a bottle of red wine. I'm like, oh, a bottle of red wine? Well, something I can't be bothered to buy next week.
I'd do that.
Yeah, see, yeah. Add a bottle of red and a bottle of white on your rider. Take it, give it to your mum for her birthday. Win-win.
You know what? That's common sense if I've ever heard it.
Thank
you. I might nick that.
Thank you. No, you can.
Coconut oil, because it's expensive for cooking.
Coconut oil's a great one. Because coconut oil's like £16.
If you get the cold press joint, you're looking at it's too much.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'll sometimes put it in the back pocket and pretend I never see it. I shouldn't say that.
You don't need to do that now because you get it for free.
Now I know. Riders.
And make sure when you order hummus that it's organic hummus with that special nuts on top.
I'm all definitely in organic vibes right now. You know, gentrification and all that. They call
organic
it.
Vodka, organic rum,
organic vodka,
organic all of it. Organic T-shirts.
What are they made out of then?
Organic stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Hemp.
Hemp. The Wonder Plant.
Yeah.
I like a lot of bit.
Have a hemp T-shirt. Why not?
Hemp.
Then you can become known for that guy who always wears hemp T-shirts.
And we can just smoke hemp.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably a lot cooler than wearing hemp.
Yeah. I think so. But anything, innit? Well, why not? It's
we'll just
rider.
Take it all. Yeah. Just bulk it up. But now you're going to go away from here and just bulk up your rider by
100%.
Yeah. Good. 100%. I'm glad that we've, you know, imparted something to
I'm
you.
I'm going
to
remember you every time I increase my rider, you know. Yeah, definitely.
And you're ordering, like, the
cold pressed coconut oil is definitely on there, Tom.
Yes, it's definitely. You got to do it. Yeah. So you grew up in East London, right? Whereabouts did you grow up?
100% in Isle of Dogs.
So how did that sort of affect? Because there's a lot of awesome musicians that have come out of East London, and London itself is saturated with incredible talent.
Mm.
What was it like coming up as a musician in East London and sort of making your way and getting people to know who you were?
I still don't think people even know who I am.
Yes, they do.
I don't try and take notice of that crap. I just like just keep going to the studio and making tunes.
So you just literally started meeting people in the circuit and
I just tell them to fuck off most of it, to be fair. Can ask Miko, really. I ain't got time for him. I just want to keep my music out. I don't want them coming about, putting their beaks in, fucking shit up. That's how I feel, innit?
Really respect that. I really respect that because not a lot of music. I mean, it depends what perspective you're on, but the type of music you're making, it's a difficult one because I don't think you really. It's not really the kind of music you instantly go, oh, that needs production on the back of it. Like, that needs a beat. That needs a.
Seems very honest music.
Yeah.
I've got my producer, shout out Ali. We just work. And I just really like. Music is just great, isn't it? And that's, I don't want someone coming in telling me how to do something that apparently I know how to do, because I know some people, like, the responses I've had, I've never ever thought we're just used to just doing other stuff, not like making songs and people clapping and that. That's weird.
Do you think that's, is it weird to you?
It shouldn't be weird.
Yeah, but it'll get less weird.
Yeah, it's weird. Just like when people put cameras in my face, I hate that shit. I hate it.
So you're not a fan of selfies then?
Oh, no, man.
God, I really took you for a guy that loves a selfie.
No, complete anti-thesis, man. I'm not involved in that.
Out of interest, who out of me or Tom do you think likes selfies more?
You, man. It's got to be. You got the cool hair, cool shirt going on.
That means you haven't got
No. I just see Tom is a normal lad.
Hack knows where it's at.
Yeah. Lads don't really do selfies. We don't do selfies.
Got a fair few lads that do selfies.
Real lads.
Can I just say, he does. Do you know what he does? Selfie videos.
Selfie videos are a different kind of story, though.
There you go.
He's Instagram on my story.
Like, if you're telling, yo, this is like, what's happening?
No, he just stares at the camera.
Like, he don't do
you
that.
You do that
he don't
all the
do
time.
That. I don't believe you.
You did it on the train the other day. Have you ever done an Instagram video where you just stared?
And flip my extremely long blessed eyelashes that I do have.
Yeah, you've got very nice, also really nice eyebrows.
Thank you. You know what? People always ask me, do I get them done? And I tell them, fuck no. Why would I do
just
that?
Just all over, hair-wise, smashing it.
Thank you very much.
Beautiful hair.
Very organic hair going on.
Organic hair. You know what I mean? That's where we're going.
Yes.
We're just trying to live organically, okay? Christ. Let's talk about Conundrum.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
I love the video. I love the whole track. It makes me feel very warm inside.
Thank you.
Your voice is beautiful. And I think you've got a style that is... It's a difficult one with this kind of music because there is certain styles that people sort of slip into, but it seems to be a style of its own.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about the track. Where did it come from? Where's the Conundrum? Just in case no one knows, Conundrum means something that's really hard to get the answer to.
Because, like...
That's not the Wikipedia. I just made that up.
I don't know. Like, I just feel like... It was like... Everything was a conundrum back in the day. Like, it was like waiting to just... Like you just said, waiting for the answer, but there weren't no answer. What are we going to do? We're going to throw potatoes at the bus. All right, cool. We're going to egg that police officer and get a chase. Like, for what? Like, fuck knows.
Did you use organic eggs or?
No, we got as much as we can for as cheap as possible. Poor tens, K-10s.
Nowadays, Hack gets 24 organic eggs on his rider just so he can throw the eggs. Organically. And then afterwards go, it's organic. Don't worry.
It washes out. Do you know what I mean? So eggshells everywhere.
So it's sort of telling a story of your childhood.
Yeah, man. We just liked most mobs like doing it at that time, just causing trouble,
just being naughty boys.
Yeah, but we had a firm of birds with us as well. They were dangerous as well.
Oh yeah, girls are,
you know, the girl firms, like, when they hang out with the lads. Yeah, they were dangerous as well. They was top.
Yeah, so are you sort of still on that vibe, or do you feel like a different man?
No, I'm 100% still on that vibe. Like, the plan is, like, I don't want to get rich and buy jewelry. I just want to get rich and take all my friends, like, to, like, an island for a month.
And buy some eggs.
An egg, like, seagulls or something. You know, they're rude, seagulls. They come and knock your window. Horrible.
Yeah, they're annoying,
The most annoying, like...
You've just flung me into a rage, remembering how irritating seagulls
are. They're rude, they're not scared of you.
They don't ask when they try and take your food.
I hate them.
They're not polite, are they?
Nah.
They're bastard birds.
I also think that's a lovely way to live, to think the one thing that you want to do in your life, because that's kind of how I feel as well. I want to take my mum on holiday. Like, I want to take your friends on holiday. You want to treat your friends something nice rather than go and buy a Rolex.
No, man. Fuck that, man. I just want, like, the lads to... We just... I want to incorporate the lads in this once I get to a point position, hopefully, where they can, like... We can just make jobs up and make things and just record silly shit and people buy it. And if they do... Like, then it's hallelujah for me and the lads, and then we can just all be rich. And because, you know, it was the plan is like that carefreeness that we had, like, I fucking missed that shit. And then shit happened where lads weren't even about anymore. And then when everyone's come back, it's just not the same. And I'll just yearn for that feeling again. So, lads are stressed, they're tired, they're talking about money, they're the girlfriend's pissing them off, the bird might, it's just bollocks. So, like, unfortunately. Like, you need some sort of money or something to do that, to live carefree, unless you're going to buy an island.
Do you know what? It's true, though. Everyone yearns for that carefree. I was talking to a girl who's a 16-year-old girl the other day, and she was saying, oh, I'm really worried about my career. And I was like, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Everything right now is so easy for you.
When you're 16, you're worried about where you're going to go to get pissed up.
Exactly.
That's what I was worrying about. Exactly. But not the 16-year-olds of this day and age.
Selfish.
Bloody youth, eh?
Yeah.
I want to play a little game with you.
Go on.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Hack, I'm going to send you to a desert island. This game is called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
Yeah. Wow.
And Hack, on this desert island, you are stuck there for the rest of your life listening to one awful song that you hate more than anything.
Yeah.
And it's playing over and over and over again for the rest of your life. So what would be your desert island dick?
What song do I don't know. What song do I hate? Do you know what song I hate? One of them cheesy... Living It Up. What I Do...
Ja Rule. Ja Rule,
yeah. Shit. Shit tune.
Fire Festival.
Yeah. Shit. Yeah, and he did a shit festival. Fuck Ja Rule, man. Sorry, but yeah.
Ja Rule, you naughty, naughty boy.
He's got, like,
also, where's he gone since that happened?
Yeah. No, since really the Fire Festival. I think gone back into bankruptcy or something.
And Tom wanted to play a quick game with you, didn't you?
I did. Well, you said, like, you don't like people messing with your stuff, so I'm not sure how well this is going to go down. It's like Shag, Marry, Avoid, but it's with collab, duo, enjoy. So you collab with someone, you do an album with someone, and the other one, you just watch them live rather than...
So they're the person you don't like as much as everyone else.
I'm going to give you Damian Marley, Daughter, and Kendrick Lamar. So someone you do a collab with, someone you do an album with, and someone you just watch them
album
live.
With Damian, collab with Daughter, and then I'll just watch Kendrick.
Oh!
That's easy.
I kind of thought that was what you were going to say, to be honest.
Yeah, and that's easy.
Piece of piss.
Sold. Yeah. Good game, sold. Tom.
Cheers, guys.
We're going to play a little bit of music from you in a sec. And we've got 7 a.m. on here, but did you want to play...
Play whatever you want, and I don't want to bother.
Conundrum.
If you want to play that, yeah.
But before we do that, Tom, do you want to play a little bit of Last Request?
Oh, yes, we play Last Request. So, basically, we're going back to 2006, which is a very good year of music, and me and Harry are going against each other. We both picked a song.
Yeah.
So, we're not going to say which song we've picked, but we're going to play you two little clips,
yeah.
And you pick which song you would want to vote for.
It's a champion. All right, sweet. No problem.
Okay, so are you ready? The first one is When the Sun Goes Down, Arctic Monkeys. They said it changes when the sun goes down. Yeah, they said it changes when the sun goes down. And the second one, I've got a feeling I might know what Hack's going to answer, but the second one is Paris Hilton's Stars Are Blind. Look at his face. You know my love, baby, so, I'll show you.
You said Arctic Monkeys, and you said Paris
obviously.
Hilton.
It's an iconic song.
And I'm going with the Monkeys.
Of course you are.
Cheers, Hack.
We're going to play a little bit at 7 a.m. now. Hack, it's been a total pleasure to
Thank
have you,
for you
in
me,
the
man.
Studio.
It's been a laugh. Giggles.
Will you come back?
Yeah, I will, you know. I had a laugh. Giggles.
Play live for us.
Can we come?
Yeah, next
can
time, 100%.
Can we sing with you?
I'll just watch.
Best not. I was just trying to join the crew, but
you could do some back vocals. I definitely get
it's bad.
Is it bad?
It's bad. I'll bring you some coconut oil, though. Will you be my friend then?
As long as I can dip my elbows in them.
Oh yeah. Hack Baker, ladies and gentlemen. This is 7 a.m. Thanks, babe.
Bye, love. Ta.
said she had enough of all my alcoholic ways. Now sling your hook, you're on your way. So I went to the radio, intent on misbehavior. Yeah, when I was beautiful delinquent, baby like infants, fatal attractions, sexual intent, all on the cards now, everything's imminent. Care all visitors, seven senoritas, shots of tequila, all in unison. Got new pals now, none of them innocent. Leading to what now? Obvious oblivious. Let's get the cabs now, right down to business. Chasing the night, close all the blinds. Everybody's fucked up, but we're all alright. It's 7 a.m. now. It's 7 a.m. now. Yeah, our best time to be alive. Though I feel die, how I temporarily found what I've longed and desired. It's 7 a.m. now. It's 7 a.m. now. Yeah. That bird's fucked up, mate, it's double blatant. My ex-bird's moving like a bloody secret agent. Says I'm with 10 birds, and that is blatant. Blame it on the Snapchat, blame it on the Insta. That bird's gorgeous, I hope there's no mister. Fire up the pictures, smoke the amnesias. Lads double fucked up, birds having seizures. Only top birds here, only top geezers. Liters upon liters, top boys divas. Our summer season, our summer season. My mate fell asleep on the stairs as he was leaving. Then he came back up, started getting mashed up. Tunes on the crack up, already woke the flats up. Nobody's sleeping, nobody's sleeping. We only live once and we live for the weekend now. Close all the blinds. Everybody's fucked up, but we're all alright. It's 7 a.m. now. It's 7 a.m. now. Yeah, our best time to be alive. Though I feel die, how I temporarily found what I've longed and desired. It's 7 a.m. now. It's 7 a.m. now. Yeah, chasing the night. Close all the blinds. Everybody's fucked up, but we're all alright. It's 7 a.m. now. It's 7 a.m. now. Yeah, our best time to be alive. Though I feel die, how I temporarily found what I've longed and desired. It's 7 a.m. now. It's 7 a.m. now. Yeah.
What's up, Omeo?
Hey,
How's it going, boys?
Good, thank you. How you doing?
I'm really well. This is the first time you met Tom, isn't it?
Hey, guys.
Hey, keeping Tom.
Pretty in pink.
I'm good, thanks, man.
Pretty in pink. It's his favourite t-shirt. I actually think he really suits
it
you.
It does, it's nice.
Thanks, guys.
Light pink.
What's his favourite? It's just a t-shirt I own.
It does bring out his eyes. Boys, a lot's happened since I last saw you. It's been nearly a year. A year in like a... It's like a year less a week. How do you say that? 11 months and 3 weeks.
Yeah, that works.
Maybe.
Good radio. Keep on fucking, Harriet.
Nearly
educational.
Educational radio. Guys, Days With You, new single,
yeah.
New video. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've just been telling me about another new video, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Let's talk about Days With You. You filmed it in New York City.
Yeah, we did.
My actual one of my questions was, which we were just talking about, first, is it, are they your real girlfriends in the video?
No.
It's not real life.
No.
Oh, guys. No.
She made me think that she loved me.
And she didn't.
I was heartbroken at the end.
Oh, my gosh. She didn't love you back.
It was on one of them holiday romances.
Yeah. Hashtag harsh.
No.
How did the... I mean, so did you know them, or was it like you auditioned people?
Because we produced the video, like, got sent through, like, I'm trying not to make it sound bad, like, 100 girls to choose from. And they only sent, like, for me, like, one blonde person. Mm. So as like a match, I had to pick her. And then when we were taking off on the plane, nothing had been sorted. So we were just going up the runway, and I was like, just pick her and her to the company out there.
So they girls from New York?
Yeah, they're out there.
Living.
Turns out one of them, I think, her dad's a diplomat for California, friend of Barack Obama.
So he drives one of those cars where you can park anywhere at any time and do anything you want, and you can actually legally get away with murder. Isn't that true when you're a diplomat?
You got one of those, didn't you? Ford Fiesta.
Yeah. No, putting a flag on a Ford Fiesta doesn't make you a diplomat.
You can park anywhere you
does
want.
If it's a pirate flag.
No, I'm pretty sure that when you're a diplomat, you can't be tried for a crime.
That cannot be true.
In the country that you're... It's true, you've got diplomatic immunity in that country.
Yeah. If you get Ferrero Rocher, aren't you a diplomat?
Yes.
The advert.
The
ambassador's reception.
The other thing is that you get Ferrero Rocher for life, which is funny. Two really cool things that you get when you're a diplomat.
That's nuts.
So that's about them. Let's talk about you. Days with You. Tell me about the song. It's all about, isn't it about your heart, the longing heart when you're away from your beloved?
Yeah, you can. It's kind of like since we wrote it at your house, didn't we? We were going through tracks and we weren't really clicking on stuff, and he was like, "What else you got?" And I played him a backtrack, which I didn't like. And he's like, I got this.
I hate this. We're making a song.
Yeah. And you've been away from your girlfriend for a while, haven't you? So
I think it's good.
See,
so
you were crying.
Yeah. And I was talking to a girl on the internet. That's where the get on that plane line came from. So, you know.
Where was she?
Colorado.
Oh.
I went last week.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
So if you're listening,
it's
he's
a
waiting for you.
I love you.
Okay.
I need this.
Okay, guys, just to be clear, this isn't Tinder. This is radio.
This is true.
No, I'm saying it's not Tinder. I'm not here to help you date. I mean, I am. I'm joking. Are you listening, love? Because we all want a piece.
It didn't go well.
Did it go well?
No.
I slept on the sofa with a cat on my head.
I mean,
well, that was a bad look.
And that's not an innuendo.
That's a good night for me. Sorry. But tell me about the track. Sorry. So Days With You, you were missing your girlfriend. You were talking to someone on the internet.
And I think anyone can kind of relate to us, I guess, in a sense. It's just the days, either it could be a friend or anything.
Yeah, like good times you have, and when you're away from them and you're just reminiscing, and it's kind of getting you through to the next day, I guess. It's
getting a bit choked up.
Yeah, sorry.
And you guys must have had a lot of fun filming out in New York as well.
Yeah.
Did you have a hot dog or...?
I'm veggie, had a pretzel.
Did you get to explore a lot? What was
it? Really. We flew in Friday afternoon, played a gig Friday night, filmed all Saturday, Sunday, came home.
What's a New York crowd like?
It was Inauguration Day, so they were mad.
Mad.
They were just like screaming.
Is that the day that Donald Trump came into power?
Yeah.
So was it quite a Donald Trump heavy crowd? Or
they were like young, like college students. I think, I think they thought we were this huge UK band. And they were like asking for like photos and stuff.
That's legit.
So we just rode it.
Yeah.
That happens to Tom every time he leaves the studio.
I get photos and I get...
Heckles. People attacking you. So it was premiered by Clash Mag, which is awesome. You guys get a lot of support with those, haven't you? And you also were in the print as well, which is amazing. I've always dreamed of being in an actual physical magazine.
I put it on my wall yesterday. It's like glossy paper. So nice.
How has it been with the support of companies of magazines and sort of press like that?
Amazing. It's like it was like the build up to stuff coming out single. There's a lot of things going on behind the scenes that's stressful, and then Clash put it out, and it just, I think it's like, I don't want to, it's not a Guinness record, like their most shared premiere. So for that to go from something that's so stressful, we've done everything ourselves, and linking in with them and our great plugin team helped with that, and their support just made it all worth it. I think I like chain smoked like 40 cigarettes that day, and I don't smoke, so it was like,
that's amazing.
Just,
though.
Yeah, and then Vivo put it on their playlists, and Spotify put it on playlists. And
big
it's
up,
just
big
like,
up.
The massive streaming services are available.
Yeah, the massive things to be involved in the Spotify and Viva. Them looking after you is amazing.
Because it was it was in the viral UK chart and Australian
and
as well.
Philippines as well.
Smashing
it. 16th, which is pretty good. We were driving
behind Justin Bieber.
Yeah, we're driving up to a gig and we're like, what?
Yeah, was it Sinead O'Connor was playing on the radio? And my dad was ripping me because apparently I cried to it as a kid. And then we got the news, we were in the charts, and you and my dad were crying, so
the window was open.
Full circle. Was it Nothing Compares to You?
Yeah, it was.
No, it was. Nothing. I can cry to that.
It's emotional.
Were you crying because of that, or were you crying because
we had a 4-hour journey as well in the car?
Oh, yeah, we drove up to Newcastle and back in one day to play it. We got booked on a reggae festival, which I'm not really sure why. And
I bet that would have been so fun, though. Did you go around the festival?
I don't really know if they knew we were there or not.
It was like the hottest day of the year, and we were driving up there in a car, and we got there, and it was just it was cool.
Someone came up to us with the X Factor X, like.
I think that's a good vibe.
Yeah,
that was cool.
Did you enjoy some of the other music there when you were there, though?
Yeah, they had a heavy metal band play as well. I'm not really sure where it went on the booking. I think someone would be on the.
Doesn't sound like a reggae festival.
Been on the Euro.
Yeah. Sounds like a strange reggae festival.
Got a nice cheese sandwich, though.
I mean, you win some, you lose some, guys. You've got to take what you can get.
Yeah,
I think you won as well. Now, we've got last request today. I don't know if we didn't have this when you guys last came, but we now play Me versus Tom.
Last request.
Oh yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, it's actually an EastEnders based game.
What did Pat ask for?
Got
enough. How big's Pat's hoop earrings?
So we picked songs from you guys are being so naughty. In 2006 there was a lot of bangers created, including Eamon. You remember Eamon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he did that
tune.
Banger.
Yeah.
And I'll play you a little clip. I think this is the clip.
Sing on, Tom.
Didn't his girlfriend do a
Supposedly it wasn't his girlfriend, but he is coming back.
What?
Yes, not even joking. So we decided to choose two big hits from 2006, and we've gone up against each other to try and win Best of Cast Request.
I love how you got your eyes closed, nodding like, yeah. I've got a banger coming.
Because he knows he's going to win.
I'm confident.
First choice, you've got Stars Are Blind by Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Will's a fan.
Yeah,
he knows the words.
Or Arctic Monkeys, When the Sun Goes Down.
I know you're going to fall out on this one.
Okay, you can both pick separately if you like, because then I'll at least get one.
I just feel like the Arctic Monkeys are a little bit too aggressive for today.
Thank you.
Need some smooth Caribbean flow from Paris Hilton.
I appreciate that.
You can have that vibe if you want.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I'm all Arctic Monkeys.
Okay, fine. Oh, yeah. One each.
Oh, just because you've got your Motorhead shirt on.
Yeah, rock
and roll. You don't even know who they were when you bought it.
Can I just say that Paris Hilton, that is an iconic song.
What makes it iconic?
Because it's hilarious and ridiculous.
The
and
build,
she...
the flow and the drop.
I actually completely forgot she'd done a song. Oh,
that was late. We just tried to fist bump. I just high-fived Will's fist bump. I've seen you guys have been performing loads lately. Mm-hmm. What's coming up for the rest of the summer? What have we got to look forward to?
We're supporting Sugar Hill Gang.
Oh my God.
Yeah. We're playing Blogtober. We're headlining a night in Blogtober.
Sick.
Playing for BBC Introducing, coming up a few weeks, and I think we're in the running today to play a massive Polish festival, which everyone's voting right now. So
vote now. Where do they go and vote? Tell everyone
on our Facebook, because I can't pronounce it.
Okay,
the link's there.
Is it a reggae festival?
Yeah. Don't know. We'll find out. World's
best reggae, Romeo, top slot. We're going to play a bit of Days with You in a minute, but everyone can head to your Twitter and everything to find out what's going on in the next couple of months.
Because we just got a touring agent. I know you guys were talking about touring agents before, and it's just we're booking like 3-4 new shows a week. Whoop, whoop. And I'm putting out tour poster tomorrow, I think, with everything going on. It's just been mad. Like, summer's been really busy.
And is there going to be a new single coming? Because I think you just hinted that to me, didn't you? You weren't allowed to tell any of us.
Yeah,
about
that was the new Accessorized Summer Campaign. It's got our tune in, Mysterious Girl. And we have to put in brackets, not a Peter Andre cover.
Hashtag fashion.
Yeah, and that's coming out next month, and it's fruity.
Oh, and you've just filmed the video for it, right?
Yeah, we have.
Oh, excited.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's play a bit of Days With You. Will you guys introduce it for me?
I've been doing this one. All right, we're on Yo. This is our new single, Days With You.
Bolt.
Just walking to work on time, the only thing on my mind It's the time I'm leaving, best believe me, I wanna see her. It seems like it's been too long since I saw you around my home. I want you near me, I love you dearly, so lost it kills me. But we need a change, I'm going insane. Just the same old day, get me on that plane. We can't go on and on, can't go on and on. We need a change, I'm losing my brain. Talking on the phone, just talking on the phone. The only thing that gets me through was those days I spent with you. Those days I spent with you. Those days I spent with you. When love is hard to find, how could I be so blind to let you leave me? Constant dreaming, words won't heal me. Still waiting outside your door, a place we both called home. I'm sorry, baby, you are my only lady.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. I just can't.
It's nice food.
I still imagine my mum looking at me like, "What? Why you want to act like you don't get fed at home?"
Oh, oh yeah, that classic.
I still see my mum's face. Even at my own wedding, I probably won't go up to the buffet table first.
How many people do you wait to go up before you think it's acceptable?
One.
Just one.
One's all it takes, and it could be a kid.
For me, it's zero. I want to set the trend. I want to make. people to feel okay with getting up and eating
food.
You
want to be the pioneer.
Waiting by the buffet for the DJ.
He's disguised as a fucking waiter, he is.
Every Wednesday,
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated with Michael Payne and Harley Sylvester from Rizzle Kicks.
From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Nitty Scott joins us on the phone right now. How's it going?
Hey guys, how are you?
It's so lovely to have you on the show. Where are you right now? Are you in New York?
I am. I'm in the Bronx, New York.
Is it like really, really early in the morning over there?
Actually, no. It's like 12:30. So it's not early, but you know, it's early afternoon. So we're chilling.
So is it nice weather over there? Because it's looking pretty horrible over here, so I'm probably going to be jealous.
Really? Oh my goodness. No, it's great out here. But you know, we only get 2-3 months of really good weather, so I'm soaking it up. You know, I'm enjoying it, but it's actually very nice today.
Well, we get 2 or 3 weeks of good weather here, so I think you win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You definitely
win. I remember going out there a few years ago when I did a little European run, and it was very gray, but I liked it. I'm not going to lie. It was very chill. For me.
We want you to come back, please. Are you going to come back to the UK?
Absolutely, absolutely. Hopefully I can like go on tour and take this new creature experience on tour and take it to London. I have a lot of love out there, so.
Yes, and let's talk about Creature. It's coming out tomorrow.
Yes, it is. I'm so excited.
I'm absolutely loving it. Obviously, we can only get, I think it's 3 tracks on preview right now, but it's just the vibe is so hot. I'm absolutely loving the videos you put out as well. Pussy Power is now live. You can go and watch it on YouTube. It's my kind of video to a T. It's sort of like sub-alien kind of alternate planet vibes. Tell me a little bit about what Pussy Power is to you, because I think it's an important thing for women to sort of embrace their pussy power. But I wanted to hear from your perspective, what is your pussy power?
Absolutely. Well, thank you, first of all. I'm glad you're loving it. And, you know, Pussy Power for me, it's really about, like, radical feminism, you know, radical womanism. And even though I think maybe the phrase itself or, like, the optics of, like, pussy power and stuff, it's, you know, actually not so much sexualized, you know, or it's not so much about, you know, sex as it is about... embracing femininity and giving a visual representation of what sexual liberation looks like. And I just thought that it was very important for me to convey for myself, like in terms of just making the statement and showing people where I am with like myself. And then also just making the statement, you know, to the world that I, as a spiritual, you know, being that I am comfortable with myself and I am empowered by this. And, you know, to maybe just kind of extend the conversation within hip hop about really allowing women to be what makes them feel empowered.
And I guess the word pussy, in the UK and in the US, it's been very heavily sexualized. And as you say, it's about taking the word back and sort of removing that sexualization from it and actually making it an empowerment for women, which is the most exciting thing, right?
Yes, absolutely. Everything, I think for me, it's very like woman centric and it, you know, comes from a place of that rather than appeal to men, rather. And I think that is really good because I just think it's important to... you know, when you're talking about, you know, female voices, to have all of it, you know, I don't think that there's anything wrong with discussing love and sex and relationships and all those things that are, you know, still very much a part of our multidimensional selves. But I think it's, like, important to, like, extend the conversation and to show that we're, like, just multidimensional, you know, and challenging, you know, the ideas that, you know, you're either like a Madonna or a whore, and, you know, challenging these really problematic things that I think were an issue for me in the past.
Totally. And I think you really do that well in these tracks. And Creature, you've described, talking on that, you described it as a celebration of Afro-Latina identity and spirit. And you said Pina Coladas in the concrete jungle, describing sort of how you're living in New York and you're expressing your sort of heritage through the music, because you're in a place that's so separated from what you feel is your identity, right?
Yes, exactly.
How has living in New York affected and influenced your creativity? Is it sort of pushed more of your identity out of you, maybe?
Yeah, I think New York, like, has a big to do with almost, like, revealing me to myself. And, you know, coming here at 17 years old and having, you know, a goal and a sense of who I think I am, but not really, you know, totally having a grasp on that. And, you know, being kind of put through the ringer out here, being like someone who has really like gradually made their way up like the like different stages and stuff. Like, I really feel like I came up in New York, like almost every stage of my career, from being the type of artist that like is opening for someone and no one knows who I am, to like, you know, headlining at the Best Buy Theater. This all happened in New York. So I think it's like, you know, New York is just where all my growth happened. And I don't know, for the longest time, it was very hard for me to feel like New York was not the greatest place on earth. I still kind of haven't shaken that completely. I still feel like it's the Mecca of the world and it's where I need to be. But in my adulthood and like being a little less, not as much as like the teenager with, you know, big bright eyes with all these preconceived notions of like what it means to like live in a big city and just like having a greater understanding of that at my age now, I think like I do realize how much city living, as much as I love that ambition and I love that hustle and bustle, after being here for so long, it can really be draining and it can really take a hold on your spirit and your connection to nature and yourself and other people because you're so caught up in the rat race that is living in New York City. And I think I realized that with this album as well. Like, it, you know, this album was about me also saying, like, I need to feel grounded again and I need to, like, be in tune with the things that make me feel whole and make me feel productive and all of these things. So, you know, as someone, I had like pina coladas in the concrete jungle, island roots on city stoops. I just came up with these little lines that kind of like express how I feel as kind of like this fish out of water, you know, this tropical girl who just really enjoys, you know, the sand on her toes and the sun on her skin. And, you know, we were just talking about it, just being like really detached from that, where you're not even getting like the sun in your face and like the endorphins that you need like for like 2-3 months of the year. So it's like, you know, seasonal depression and all that stuff is very real out here. And I just found myself really wanting to escape that and escape like the coldness and reawaken myself. So for sure.
So I was going to ask, where is the best place in New York to get pina coladas?
Because you must know, being a girl who, well, I guess we don't know if you do. You actually like pina coladas?
You know, I do, but it's a funny thing. I love virgin pina coladas.
Ah.
And everybody always laughs at me because there's no particular reason that I have to have it virgin. I have a regular one, but I just really love virgin pina coladas. For me, my favorite place to get them is City Island. It's just this little, I guess, strip of restaurants in the Bronx. And it's honestly, you know, the City Island is not like anything upscale. It's just really dope, just really fun. And I'm always getting pina coladas over there for sure. Virgin.
This is what we need. See, Tom, I knew that was a good question because that's going to be useful when we come to New York.
It will be.
Even for a virgin one, I'm into it. It's like a milkshake, right?
Yes. It's just like, oh my God, it's like a pineapple coconut smoothie. Like, how can you do that?
Yes. Now I'm thinking about it, I want a pina colada.
I want three.
Because I tell you what, the sun is definitely not on our toes today. It is dark and gloomy over in the UK.
Oh, goodness. Yes, I get it.
So I'm really excited about
tropical love.
You must be pumped about tomorrow. Are you going to be sort of out there touring this, playing some gigs in over in New York once you've released, or are you straight back in
sure.
the studio?
No. I have several performances lined up. I have like a huge release party coming up on the 25th, where I'll be, you know, performing a lot of these songs for the first time, and then just lots of like other different festivals and appearances and whatnot. So I'm going to be all over the place. And, you know, creatively, I'm hoping to just like get back in the booth soon. For now, I really want to like share this creature experience and really just like put it out to the world. But creatively, you know, given that the album has been done for a while, I have been in a different space creatively and just like kind of ready to, you know, just create the next one. I'm definitely ready for that. So.
And I think this with this vibe that you're trying to, because like the creature thing, using the word creature is an interesting, because it's like, what is a creature? Like, what does everyone think a creature is and how do they describe mm-hmm. it? And actually, realistically, we're all sort of creatures, you know, creatures
exactly.
of habit, creatures of ourselves and all different from each other. Is that sort of how you see it?
It's, honestly very much open to interpretation. I really like that one, and I think that, you know, is weaved into my definition as well. But I wanted to call it something so kind of like vague that you could apply whatever meaning you want to it. But, you know, for me, creature was like, it's also about saying that while I identify with being many things, and, you know, there are labels and names for who I consider myself to be, like, here in this society, there's also the spiritual side of me that knows that, like, I'm never really in my final form. None of us really are. You know, what's normal? What are these things? And I believe that, you know, being human transcends all of that. So even though I can talk about my experience as Afro-Latina, female, bisexual, Zen Buddhist, you know, whatever those things might be, I also know that I am ultimately this free-flowing consciousness that doesn't have to subscribe to anything. And I think that's what I also wanted to say, is that, like, you know, we all have our experience here and our, like, idea of who we are, but I kind of believe that we all, like, transcend something that it's something that can't even be completely defined. And, you know, and for me, that's like calling it a creature, like, you know, a creature in itself, like the definition of it is still somewhat undefinable. And then there's also, you know, the maybe, you know, being considered a freak or being considered, you know, something abnormal, because you're a creature, but we are all of that. Like, I just kind of wanted to challenge that. We're all like freaks, quote unquote, in our own way, which is why I think the negative feelings that we feel towards our idiosyncrasies and our differences and our, you know, all of these things, that they're nothing to be ashamed of, because we're all creatures. You know.
100%, and that sort of it links interestingly to your, because you've worked with the likes of Action Bronson, Kendrick Lamar, and on this album you've got Raina Rich, That Mama, you've got loads of sick people. In terms of like the way you feel in your creativity and working as a creature in that sense, how has collaborating with people like Kendrick and Action been?
It's been amazing. It's been like, honestly, really cool to run with, like, lyricists that I respect. I think it's really cool when, you know, it's, like, someone that, like, whose pen game you're a fan of, also, like, you know, supports yours and you know, thinks you're worth, you know, sharing a track with. I think that's just really dope. Kendrick specifically, like, you know, very, I think, picky with, like, his, like, collaborations and whatnot. And I believe, you know, that I'm one of the only women, you know, that he has, like, collaborated with. And that's, like, really cool to me, and quite the statement. So, yeah, I mean, I always, like, learn and grow. And I'm a fan stealer, too. I love just hopping on people's tracks and be like, yo, I'm going to steal all your fans. Right,
yeah, that's the best way to go, though, right? Well, thank you, Nitty. Honestly, it's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us over in the UK. Hopefully, you'll come and see us in real life soon.
Absolutely, I hope so.
We're going to play a bit of Baby Girl now, but thank you again, and hopefully we'll catch you when you're next in the UK.
Yay, thank you so much for the support. Make sure you get Creature 721.
Yes.
Cheers, Nitty.
Thanks, guys.
I'm just a girl. Like, patriarchy is a real thing.
They think
I just
want to
say that my feminism will be intersectional, or it will be
absolutely
bullshit.
Girl,
did you hear about the slut walk?
Claim our bodies.
I don't
claim
know.
Our rights.
Let's have boundaries, bro.
If it's my
pussy, boundaries,
it's my choice.
Yeah, I'm just a girl without a bra who likes to get in my zone. Whoa.
tired of niggas and bros telling sisters where she need to go. You like it slow? Yeah, you want it dirty, I know. Turn around and you call me a hoe? Fuck out my show. I freed the nipple and tickled them, then I proceeded to glow. Damn, so distressing, no, no. Fuck who I wanna, and then I'ma kick in the dough. You already know.
Oh, you ain't know, that's baby girl. Still run away, that's baby girl. Every nigga want low, baby girl. But most of y'all can't handle baby girl. Who that did, that's baby girl. Make her own money, that's baby girl. Still getting paid, still run away. Ain't nobody like that, baby girl.
I'm just a girl. I'm just a girl who got the balls, but I could still make a hit. I'm just a girl who keep it poppin' in Armani or Tommy. I'm just a girl who like a girl who like mommies or my nanny. I'm just a, ay, I fuck up the system, I disturb the peace, ay. Back on my egg and a fuck nigga can't cop a feeling, he feeling away. He wanna battle, he masculinity fragile. I don't do drugs, but I dabble. Look at you lost in the sauce. No, I ain't bossy, I just be the boss, bitch.
Oh, you ain't know, that's baby girl. Still run away, that's baby girl. Every nigga want low, baby girl. But most of y'all can't handle baby girl. Who that did, that's baby girl. Make her own money, that's baby girl. Still getting paid, still run away. Ain't nobody like that, baby girl.
I'm just a girl.
Big up to Nitty Scott there. Joining me right now on the phone is George. How's it going, George?
Yeah, good, thank you, Harriet. Good.
So lovely to have you on the show. We're really excited this weekend. It's the Soho Jazz Jam.
That's correct, yep.
Tell me everything that's going on. So it's happening at the Piano Bar in Soho. Little secret jazz joint, which I've frequented many a time. It's a lovely little place. Tell us what we can expect from this weekend's festival.
Good, yeah. Well, I mean, basically, we're just opening the door of the bar. And, as you said, it's been there. It's a very, very tiny little space. So we're just going out onto the street, bringing with us kind of 30 acts from all these jazz clubs around the world. And they're kind of jamming along from 2 p.m. till 8 p.m. There's a bar on the street. Jackson and Roy are giving us a barbecue on the street as well. And there should be quite a few hundred people down there. And, it's just going to be lots of fun, really. There's lots of kind of up-and-coming jazz artists and things playing. So it should be a good mix of jazz and blues and stuff.
And you can come down for free, right? But you can also get VIP tickets so you can buy, and all the proceeds go towards next year's festival. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, you can grab your VIP tickets at pianobarsoho.com/jam. But you can also go there as well to register for a free ticket. And we have about 3,500 people registered for free tickets. So get there early if you've got a free ticket. But VIP tickets get guaranteed entry, obviously.
The lovely Colette Cooper's going to be playing, who we've had on the show a few times.
Yes.
She's going to be playing down there on Saturday. So everyone's got to get down there. It's at the Piano Bar, which is just off Dean Street. And
it's
going to be a lot of fun. George, I'm so sad that I can't make it this year because I'm going to be DJing, but I'm there next year with Bells On.
Yes,
I'm going to get on the decks for you. George, thank you so much. Everybody go get your VIP tickets or get there early. Soho Jazz Jam this Saturday at the Piano Bar in Soho. George, we hope to see you soon. And we'll definitely be down at the Jazz Bar ASAP when I'm back.
Great. All right. Thanks, Harriet.
Cheers, George. Weekend. See you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio. With Nozza.
Love box, baby, love box.
Ba-da-da-da.
Love box, baby, love box.
FUBAR Radio.
I'm Rhys Sanders.
I'm Harriet Rose.
Love box.
Yeah, baby. I'm backstage with Anne-Marie right now, FUBAR Radio. How you doing, babe?
Good. I'm good. How are you?
How was your performance?
I loved it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I never really know what to expect. Because it's so weird going from touring with Rudimental and then going on your own and... I get really nervous and I don't really ever know what's going to happen, but it was actually brilliant, yeah.
So this is a really, really weird question, right?
Go on.
But Ciao Adios, obviously huge banger. I have a real struggle when I go on holiday. I always find that sometimes in countries I'll panic and say the wrong language, and I wondered if you're the same. Like, you know, you're in Spain and you're like, bonjour, I mean, hi, I mean,
yeah.
I can't remember every time I go anywhere.
Yeah, I just got back from Italy and then I went to Belgium yesterday. And every time I was saying, and they speak French in the area we were in.
Yeah.
And
which is even more confusing.
Yeah. And I was saying, well, like, thank you in Italian is grazie. And every time someone was saying something to me, I was like, grazie. Oh. Oh.
But it's so awkward, isn't it? Because you're like, I know that you know that I know that I can't help. I there's no yeah. way I can get. Because it's not like you can explain your way out of the situation. You're just yeah. like,
I'm rubbish.
Merci. Bye.
Yeah.
We're here at Lovebox. So I've created
a box of love.
My very own love box. Woo! And I would love it if you wouldn't mind going inside my love okay. box in the most non-creepy way and picking out a question.
Okay.
It's a random question. It's probably going to be quite weird.
Are you a lights on person or a lights off person? Ooh. If I'm drunk, it's lights on always. If I'm non-prepared, it's lights off.
Yeah.
But if I'm feeling good, it's lights on. It's got to be lights on so, most of the time.
So we know when Anne-Marie's on a good vibe, lights are on.
Yeah. I like that question.
I do.
What is your weirdest eating habit? I like mixing weird things together. Like the other day I had a Philadelphia sandwich with M&Ms. I love avocado and jam.
You should open a pop-up.
I know.
Anne-Marie's really weird food pop-up.
But everyone always loves the stuff that I say.
Yeah.
So it's just because no one's tried it.
Yeah, but it's because it's like, I like eating a bag of crisps with a chocolate bar.
Yeah.
Because it's like that special, sweet, like avocado, creamy, sweet, bit yeah. chilli, everything.
Yeah.
Perfect. It's been a pleasure to speak to you. Thanks for
you
joining
too.
Us on Foo Bar Radio. Hi, we're Club Drive and we're backstage at Lovebox Festival. You're going to go inside my Lovebox. So, Aaron, if you'd like to open up the love box and see what's inside.
This is What's Your Nando's Seasoning. Is there a right or wrong to this? Yes, there is. I go for medium because I'm so middle of the road and beige. I'm not cool enough to go spicy. I'm not sad enough to go mango or lime. So I have to go medium down the road. I'm really sorry.
Dude, I'm all over mango and lime.
No.
No spice.
Interview terminated. Thanks for having us, guys. We've been Club Drive.
Have you ever embarrassed yourself in front of someone famous? Quite a lot of times. A recent one, I had to put a microphone on. I mean, famous. Oh, it's probably quite rude. Famous kind of. Bill Turnbull, BBC News presenter. Mic'd him up. He was in a bad mood. Like, the worst mood I've ever met someone. Like, put his mic on wrong. I was like, can I fix... No, he weren't having it. After all that, like, I finally got him mic'd up. He goes and sits at his table for dinner. This is before he goes up on stage. I've got to put batteries in the mic.
Oh, you had one job. Once at a festival, I saw someone talking to a tent. What's the weirdest thing you've ever seen at a festival?
I once saw someone washing graffiti off someone's back by pissing on them. You're welcome. Hashtag wasn't me.
I'm unsure where to move on from here. So, guys, what's happening the rest of the summer? You guys are probably bopping around doing lots of live performances. What are you most next excited about? That wasn't a real sentence, by the way.
I am most next excited about the next festival we're doing is Stand and Calling, which you guys are also at. Hashtag local. Yeah, no, we're from around there, so it should be good. It's like a little homecoming for us.
Thank you so much for coming to have a really weird chat with us at Foo Bar Radio backstage at Lovebox. This has been Club Drive, and I'm in the band now, so you can't take it back. I am joined by the wondrous, the magnificent Ray.
Hello.
We are backstage. How are you doing, babes?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really, really well. I've brought you here, really special occasion, to have a play in my love box.
Would you rather tongues for eyelashes or eyelashes as your tongue? I'd rather tongues for eyelashes.
Why?
I like food, and I feel like if I have eyelashes, I won't be able to taste my food properly.
But you'll be like,
nah, I need my tongue for my food.
Okay.
So I'd have
okay.
tongues for eyelashes and probably maybe colour them in different colours. Would you rather? Oh, this is a good one. Always have to say everything on your mind or never be able to speak again.
Ooh, okay.
Everyone would absolutely hate me if I spoke everything on my mind.
I think everybody would hate everybody if everybody spoke yeah. on their mind.
I would probably say do that over never speaking again because yeah. I'd probably get really depressed if I was always sitting there like...
Also, we wouldn't be able to hear your beautiful voice.
Yeah, I'll say speak everything on my mind.
Can't wait to hear what's going on in that head.
Oh, God. Have you ever embarrassed yourself in front of someone famous?
Oh, this is good because you know loads of famous people.
When I've gotten a little bit drunk...
Yeah. We've all been there, hun.
Then we all forget, our guard goes down a bit. And then I've been around some celebrities and they've not really taken a liking to me because I've been a bit on it.
What you're saying is you got a bit too drunk and yeah. a bit too leery.
Yeah.
I mean, who hasn't done that? And who wouldn't want to do that in front of their favourite celebrity?
True. What would mess it all up.
What would be the one celebrity in the world that you wouldn't want to embarrass yourself in front of?
Rihanna.
Bad gal Riri.
I feel like, imagine being on her bad side.
Bad gal Riri would not...
She would come for me. She would absolutely fuck me up. So I would not want to get on the wrong side of her. I would love to be her friend.
But I think if you embarrass yourself in front of Riri,
yeah,
she
might
like
that.
It.
Yeah.
Like
what
it.
If I like, fell out flat on my face in front of her?
Ray, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Now let's go and get a drink.
Let's do it.
Woo! Todd Lattie joins us live right now. How are you feeling, mate?
I'm good, you know. I'm not even playing today. I'm just looking to party.
Well, that's what we're here for.
When I seen the FUBAR sticker, I just ran towards you lot.
Yes, mate.
Because I know that's what you lot are here for, as well as gaining the greatest content that any radio station could.
Ever.
I see beverages on the floor. The camera isn't picking up.
Yeah, we're pretending that there's not a huge amount of...
Salt.
Vodka salt. If you haven't tried it, you need to try it.
New style, FUBAR.
So today we are playing a game. I've brought my love box with me.
Oh, genius.
Todd Lattie, I'd like you to go inside my love box.
Pause. Okay, if you're a woman, how long would you be?
If you were a worm.
Oh, my God. Right, okay, so this is the secret about me. I can't really read or write. And when I used to be involved in retail, pre-music, they used to get me to write what the product was on the T-shirt or whatever, and I'd always get it wrong and I'd always be in trouble. So,
exclusive,
yeah.
Exclusive,
FUBAR Radio. Wow, what an exclusive. How interesting. If I were a worm, I'd be quite long because I am a long-limbed man.
That's true.
Name your guilty pleasure, a band, singer, type of music that we might not realise you like. I don't know if this is a guilty pleasure, but I fucking love Pet Shop Boys.
Oh!
Okay, that's not a guilty
pleasure. That's not guilty.
All right,
but it's good. It's a good guilty pleasure,
yeah.
But it's not
what
guilty.
What else do I like? I don't know, because most of the music I like, I'm not ashamed of it. I can't really think of anything that, like...
Is there anyone you're buzzing about massively right now that you want to rep right now?
There's an album coming out in 2 weeks by me called Foreign Light that I'm really buzzing
about. Yes!
Yeah, on
So we can go and get that on iTunes, Spotify and all the available...
Yes, I'm so excited about that album there. I think that's going to be a beautiful moment. And there's loads of artists on there like Steph London,
yes.
Cassie's Dead, Coco, Andrew Martin. So yeah, that's my gas mode right now.
I just want to know, is Cassie's Dead as mysterious to work with as he is as a person? Is that like...
Does he wear the mask?
Does he have a face?
When I met him, he said hi and I said hello. And Cassie's dead, and I was like, fuck, of course. Honestly, though, one of the most talented people I've ever worked with.
Yeah, no,
like,
exactly.
Lyrically, he just sits down in the studio with a pen and a pad, and then about an hour later, he goes into the booth and comes out with his stuff, and you're like, what the fuck?
He's like the Banksy of music, isn't
he?
Nobody
amazing.
Knows.
Very special guy, indeed.
Well, it's a massive pleasure to have you on FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR, big up FUBAR. What a station, what a network, what a thing you lot are doing.
Thank you so much.
I hope to be back with more salt in
salt.
The can.
Salt and vodka. Todd Lattie, ladies and gentlemen, FUBAR Radio.
Up.
Todd Lattie, what a babe. He loves FUBAR.
FUBAR.
FUBAR Radio. Thank you to everybody that's been on the show today, including all of our lovely Lovebox guests. Thanks to Reese for hanging with me, because I had a lot of fun with him and all the FUBAR crew at Lovebox. Didn't have so much fun with Tom at Citadel.
You liked my food. And we hung out, Harry. We got to know each other. I met your brother. That's
you
a big
did.
Deal. Lovely guy.
I'd like for our producers to choose who wins, because we've had two votes for Tom and one for me. But it's 55%. It's not your choice, love. You're not my producer. Abby and Nat, who wins? Because I've got 55%. He's got 45.
But I had all the guests.
But he's got two guests that have said he.
Three.
He wins.
Three guests.
That's all because you hate Paris Hilton, you bunch of bastards. This is Arctic Monkeys When the Sun Goes Down, because Tommy is one last request. Congratulations. What have you got to say about it?
I'm so proud of myself. Thank you so much.
You've actually got a minute to tell everyone what you think.
Okay, well, I think you made the right decision. It's an obvious decision, but it's the right decision.
Have you had a nice show today?
I've had a really good show today. I've had a lot of fun. Have you?
I've had a lovely show. I just thought I'd slip this one in.
Even though the stars are blind.
You never told me what that means.
I don't know.
That's why she lost, because the sun does go down and stars aren't blind.
How would you know?
Because I know fucking stars, Harriet.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know. Oh. I'm going to get Paris Hilton on the show next week, and I'm going to get to sing it live.
Bring it on.
Even though the stars are crazy.
Stars are actually really blind.
You're boring.
Bye.
I have really enjoyed the show today. Thanks to all of our guests. You can get it on the old www.foobarradio.com if you want to listen again. And let's finish off with a bit of Arctic Monkeys' depressing song that no one likes.
I said, who's that girl there?
I wonder what went wrong so that she had to roam the streets. She doesn't do major credit cards, I doubt she does receipts. It's all not quite legitimate. And what a scummy man. Just give him half a chance, I bet he'll rob you if he can. Can see it in his eyes, yeah, that he's got a driving ban amongst some other offences. And I've seen him with girls of the night, and he told Roxanne to put on her red light. They're all infected, but he'll be alright, cos he's a scumbag, don't you know. I said he's a scumbag, don't you know.